Danny's here. Jess is alongside. Now, when I was younger, Danny, I may have been one. My buddy had a great wiffle ball field at his house. We played wiffle ball every day. Every day, I think, in the summer we played. Up through even after college, we were playing. And he had a bat the way the guy batted. So if you were the Yankees and you would have to bat lefty, if you're Robinson Cano, you'd have to play the line and you have to bat lefty. It was good stuff. I didn't know this. There's a wiffle ball league in town. I'm all over this. Where was this league when I was a young guy? Joining us here on the program, who's in charge of the wiffle ball league, was it, I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. Michael, I believe it's Lawson. Michael, how are you? Did I get your last name right?
Yeah, perfect, Johnny, perfect.
That's what I'm about, Michael. Always getting stuff correct. So, Mike, so the league, tell me about the league. It's going to take place over at Highland Park is where it's going to happen?
Yeah. Highland Park this summer on Thursday nights. It's brand new. It should be exciting for sure.
Now, tell me about – now, first, let's – where's the field over there, number one? What are the dimensions? Just kind of give me an eye, kind of paint me a picture where it is over at Highland Park and what's going to – talk about the dimensions as well.
Now, it's going to be on Goodman Street. There's a field not too far from the intersection of Goodman and Highland. And a pretty big field. We're going to have to set up multiple fences, you know, try and get as many people out there to play wiffle ball this summer as we can.
Love this. All right. So if you, how many teams do you have, or are you in search of teams? And if guys want to get together and play, how do they do that?
Yeah, we're a new league now, and we're getting people signed up. We've already had a couple teams come get signed up. We're currently doing that on wifflerochester.com. Still looking for teams. We still got, you know, a month left to register teams, and we're looking for, you know, anybody who's passionate, wants to get back and play some wiffle ball, to come out and sign up.
Now, in terms of how you're running bases, correct?
Actually, no.
No, you're not running bases.
We play with the old school wiffle rules.
Ooh,
where
I like that.
And depending on how you hit the ball, depends on what you get—a single, a double, so on. We figure, you know, eliminating base running opens it up for people of all ages.
I like that. I was, you know, when it was just one-on-one, Michael, my buddy. We didn't run the bases, but we had like 3-on-3. We would run bases, so you're not running bases. How many guys on a team do you need?
Teams consist of 5 players, but only 3 of them will play defense at a time. There'll be 2 fielders and a pitcher. All 5 guys hit, so you're, you know, kind of turn that home run derby you used to have into as a little kid back into reality.
I like this. We're talking with Michael Lawson. There's a wiffle ball league in town, which I'm ecstatic about. In terms of pitching, you can do anything you want, right? Throw as hard as you want, throw as much junk as you want, right?
Well, you got to get the thing to curve. In order to allow, you know, as many people as possible from, you know, high school to seniors, we're keeping it to a minimum, a maximum speed.
Okay.
That way you're not coming out there against these gunslingers and, you know, everyone has a chance to compete and just come out and enjoy the weather and have a good time.
Is it going to be like a pitch back for a strike zone, or is it just foul? 4 fouls, you're out. How do you work that in terms of the batter and pitcher?
Yep, you'll have the standard wiffle ball backstop. You know, piece of metal that, you know, the ball hits, it's a strike. The ball misses, it's a ball.
Man, look at this. So every Thursday, in just one field, so one game going on at a time. How many innings do you play?
Well, it's Highland Park. They're all at a central location, but there will be multiple fields at that one location, so you get to, you know, come out. There'll be multiple games going out at once, but it's a, you know, standard 6-inning game, 3 outs an inning.
Come on, 6-inning game. So you don't know how many games will you play, you think, in a season, or does that depend on how many teams you get?
You know, yeah, I think we're going to play it by ear. You know, currently we're planning on, you know, doing Thursday nights for about 8 or 9 weeks during the summer and,
man,
you know, letting things play out.
Danny, you should get in this. Now, you married, Michael, or are you single?
I am married.
Well, you are. Good for you. You got kids? How old are your kids?
No kids yet. Still young.
Man, look at you. How old are you, by the way?
I am 24.
See, look at this. You know what? This pleases me that you're young, because I didn't know if young guys still played wiffle ball. I didn't know if it was still going on. You know, I grew up playing wiffle ball.
Oh, yeah. No, I was the same way. We played, you know, home run derby out in the backyard as much as we can. We just figured that, you know, how come, you know, that had to stop? You know, why not bring it back?
So in terms, how much for the fee to be in the league? Is there a certain fee for each team?
Yeah, it's a standard like $50 per player, so it comes out to be about $250 for a team if you're, you know, signing up a full team of 5, and you can, you know, if you want to be just yourself. You don't have, you know, the friends that want to play. You want to get in, though. We also have, you can sign up as an individual. That's just a $60 straight.
You really don't need, you know, umpires or anything, or, you know, first base ump or anything like that, right? You guys basically officiate your own games. How's that going to work?
Yeah, it's a pretty self-officiated game. Nice. You know, there will be people monitoring the games, but, you know, for the most part, you can get it and play it yourself.
We're talking with Michael Lowson, Wiffle Ball League. And so it's wifflerochester.com if people are interested.
Yeah, wifflerochester.com. We have registration going on. And, you know, just like everybody else, we're also on Facebook and Twitter. So you should check us out.
This disappoints me, Danny, because how am I going to play? Come on. Danny, you should get in this so I can at least come and watch.
Johnny, I bet you'd be perfect.
Buddy, you kidding me? I think I bat better lefty. I'm a right-hander, Mike. I think I bat better lefty than I do righty.
Oh, come on. You tell me you don't have any home run power.
Oh, let me tell you something. I still have the longest home run hit at my buddy's house. And I was Bobby Mercer. He was playing with the Cubs. That's how long ago this was. Let me tell you about my power, Mike. Unbelievable when it comes to wiffle ball.
There you go. And that's kind of the response I get. I was talking to a friend of mine, reporter Berkeley Breen, who was bragging about his curveball yesterday.
Well, let me tell you, Burks. I played hoops with Burks. Burks can play some ball. I played basketball with Berkeley Breen from Channel 10. He's pretty good. And he's Canadian, too, Burks. I didn't know he was Canadian. I figured I took him for a hockey player. He's a pretty good basketball player, though. So, you know what? I believe that Burks has a nasty curveball. Good guy. Michael Lowson, 24 years old. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school around town, Mike? Did you play high school ball or college ball anywhere?
Not baseball. I played basketball at Irondequoit. Grew up in Irondequoit.
Come on. Where'd you go to school? Anywhere around town or not?
No, Ithaca.
Ooh. Just down the road from your joint, Danny, Cortland. Good stuff. So, Michael Lowson, it's wifflerochester.com. Wiffle Ball League every Thursday night over at Highland Park. Correct me if I'm wrong. Are there any lights over there? I can't remember if there's lights over there or not. Is there?
No lights. So. The season kicks off May 26th, so we should be have a nice sunshine and let the long days
Look at this. Hey, Mike, great stuff. Keep me updated. I will check out the website, wifflerochester.com. Great, congratulations on the league. I'm fired up for you guys.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Johnny.
You got it, Michael. That's good stuff, buddy. Look at that.